Okay, so today is the 16th of November, 2004, and we are going to do ATM lesson number 90, which is called Lengthening the Arms, Sitting Cross-Legged. Okay, so go ahead and lie on your backs. And take a moment to observe your contact with the floor this morning. What parts of you are making contact with the floor? What parts of you perhaps are not? See if you can recall what we did last week with crossing our legs. And then begin as you're lying there on your back by bending your right knee out to the side so that the sole of your right foot comes up to touch the inside of your left knee, and then straighten the right leg. So you bend it and straighten it. Just go through that movement several times, feeling what it's like to bend the right knee out to the side, to bring the right foot up. Good. Pause for a moment so that you can do the same movement with the left leg. So your legs are long and you bend now just the left knee out to the side so that the left sole of the foot slides up to rest where your right knee is, and then you lengthen it back out. Nice. Now let the left leg remain long for a moment, and with your right leg, bend your right knee out to the side so the sole comes up to the left knee. And Susie, would you, you know what, I'm going to have you turn around. Because we're going to do stuff, I'm realizing, with our arms above us. You want to scoot over here, or you can move over here. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Okay, so your right sole of your foot is up towards the left knee. And now bend the left knee out to the side, and then the left ankle lifts, and you place it on top of the right calf. Right? There you go. There you go. Right knee, right calf. That's it. Good. And now bring your arms, so you're going to keep your legs like this, and bring your arms above you, so they're resting on the floor above you. And with your right arm, you're going to make a fist. Okay? And with your left hand, you're going to get a hold of the right hand below the fist. Shh. And begin with the left hand to pull on the right wrist. And you start to feel the pull all the way down the right side of your ribs. So think of the arms lengthening somewhat above you, but the elbows are, you know, slightly bent too. So it's almost like you're making a somewhat of a circle above you. That's it. And you pull on the wrist. Go, go, go. Go, go. Mm-hmm. So again, pull on the wrist. So in a way, your right arm straightens, lengthens. Now pause for a moment. Keep your legs the way they are. Just have your arms lengthened above you. And make fists with both of your hands. And think of that you're going to lengthen your arms above you as if somebody was standing above you and they start to pull on your arms. So it means that the elbows straighten and you feel the length all the way underneath the armpit and down along the side. Yes? Good. And then you like let it go. And then do it again, just a couple times, so you understand and feel the concept of lengthening. Good. Now with your left hand again, get a hold of your right wrist. Keep again a fist with your right hand. It's really important that you keep a fist and not an open hand. And now how can you do that same kind of lengthening on your own? So feel what you need to do with the left arm to organize yourself so that you can pull on the right wrist to get a feeling of lengthening through the right arm, the right armpit, down into the right side of the ribs. That's better. Good. Now, again, just stay with your legs crossed for another moment and just change over the hands. So it means you make a fist now with the left hand and you grab on with the right wrist. You find a way, the right hand, grabs the left wrist and you find a way to pull so that you feel length through the armpit, through the rib cage. Good. Okay, and let it go. Slowly lengthen out your legs and lower your arms by your side to rest. Now slowly bend your left knee out to the side. Bring the left sole of your foot up towards the right knee. And then you bend the right knee out to the side. Lift the right foot and place it up towards the left calf, the left knee, so that the legs are kind of crossed, right? So you place it on top. That's it. And as comfortably as possible, the knees fall open. Bring your arms to rest above you once again and start with the left wrist this time and make a fist again out of the left wrist. And using the right hand, you get a hold of the left wrist and thinking about pulling upward, that you're lengthening. So it means that the left elbow starts to straighten. You feel the ribs underneath the left armpit down to the pelvis lengthen. So what you do is you just gently pull a little bit and then you let it go. And then you gently pull again to get a feeling of lengthening. And then again you let it go. Good. And then pause to just change over the hands. Again, try to keep the legs the same way. So it means you make a fist with the right hand now and the left hand grabs below the wrist. And you use the left arm to pull on the right, to straighten it, to stretch it, to elongate it, so that the ribs throughout the armpit area, all the way down the right side of the waistline, down to your sacrum, is being elongated. So there's a feeling of length, and again, you let it go, and then you feel the length again by pulling, and then you let it go. Good. And slowly bring your arms down by your side, straighten your legs, and rest on your back. Now once again, start to bend your right knee out to the right side so the sole of your right foot comes up towards your left knee. And then you bend the left knee out to the side, lift the left ankle and foot and place it up towards the right knee. That's it. It's almost like you're sitting, that's it, cross-legged Indian style. Good. And now in this position, begin to do a movement of, we're going to like rock the pelvis. So that, think of your knees pulling up towards the ceiling to flatten your lower back. It's like pulling in your abdominal muscles. And then you protrude your belly. You push your belly out, arch your lower back, and your knees widen and spread apart. That's it. So you, in a way, suck your belly in, flatten the lower back, and let the knees pull up. The hip flexors are connected to the abdominal muscles to contract. And then you push, that's it, push the belly out. Good. Good. And then just let that go. And now bring your arms straight up above you once again. With the right hand, make a fist. And with your left hand, begin to pull onto your right wrist. So you pull to lengthen, and then you let it go. Good. Good. And slowly let that go. Bring your arms down by your side. Uncross your legs and rest on your back. Now this time, begin by bending your left knee out to the side so the sole of your left foot comes up towards the right knee. And then you bend your right knee out to the side and you lift the right foot, the right ankle, and you place it close to the left knee. That's it, somewhere where it's comfortable. And now begin to do the first movement we did of tilting, arching, however you'd like to envision it, the pelvis. So you first think of flattening the lower back. Feel how the abdominal muscles pull in. The knees actually raise up slightly towards the ceiling. That's it. And your head begins to elongate on the floor. Your whole spine pushes upward. And then as you push the belly out, you come to sitting onto the tailbone. The knees lower themselves closer to the floor. Your chin pulls down to your chest. Good. Very nice. Now pause with that so you can bring your arms above your head. Make a fist with your left hand this time. Grab a hold of the left wrist with the right hand and start to pull and lengthen that left arm. Do you feel how the left elbow begins to straighten the ribs? Very nice. Okay, and let it go. Slowly straighten your arms and your legs. Rest on your back. And now please roll to your side, and you're going to come up to standing on your knees. So basically you're on your knees standing. It's as if somebody removed the lower part of your leg. So your pelvis is in the air. She doesn't like what? Okay. And now place your hands on your ears to hold your head. That's it. And your elbows are forward, as if to lift your head. So you're going to hold your head to start lengthening your head and your spine straight up towards the ceiling. So your nose, your face stays orientated towards the front of the room on the horizon. So it's the same kind of pulling feeling. You do a little bit of pulling and then you let it go. That's it. So you lengthen your head and then you let it go. It's almost like creating a sense of traction for yourself. See if you can feel the length all the way down to your tailbone. Now the next time that you lengthen your head, keep it lengthened and turn your face to the right. And then come back to the center. Yeah, well, your head, your trunk, yeah. And then you can turn to the left. But again, your nose, your eyes, your face, they scan the horizon as you turn. So you're lengthening. Good. Okay. And let that go. Go ahead and roll onto your back and rest. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, bend your knees and bring both feet to standing. So bring your feet up to standing. That's it. Your feet should be directly lined up with where your pelvis and your hip joint is. So you don't want your feet too wide or too close together. And now, in this position, begin to tilt your pelvis, just as we did with the knees open. So you tilt in the direction of flattening the lower back and then protruding the belly out good. And as you continue to do the movement just a few more times, really become aware of how your spine is lengthening through your entire self. There's a sense of your head grows tall. And then as you protrude your belly, push your belly out, come to sit on your tailbone, your spine is pulled down. And then pause with that wherever neutral is, someplace in between the two movements. Bring your hands up now again to get a hold of where your ears are, as if you were going to lengthen again your head above you, just like you did when you were standing on your knees, but now you do it while you're lying on your back. And you start to pull in an upward direction, as if your head was going to lengthen above you. What's real important is that your nose, your face, stays parallel to the ceiling. So it's not a tilting back of the head, but it's a lengthening. Sometimes if you come more behind the ears where the skull is, some of you might try where the jaw is. Where can you get a hold of the head, your head, in a solid way that you feel like you lengthen your whole self upward? If you need to pause for a moment, you can, and then come back to it so that when you finally have a real clear image and sense for yourself that you can lengthen the entire spine through pulling up with your hands in this position, lengthening your head up. Good. And then let that go. Go ahead and straighten your legs and rest on your back. Now, keeping your left leg long, bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing. Bring your arms lengthened above your head. Have your right hand make a fist. Grab a hold of that wrist with your left hand. And in this position, begin to pull with the left hand, pull on the right wrist, and at the same time, you can begin to push your right foot into the floor as if you were going to roll to the left. So it means that that's nice, that the right side of your pelvis will lift and roll. The knee always stays pointed towards the ceiling, and you're pulling on that right wrist, lengthening the right arm, the right side of the rib cage. Good. Pause for a moment and rest. Lower your arms and straighten your right leg to rest. Bend your right knee again. Bring your right foot up to standing, to the same one, the right foot. Bring your arms above you, and this time you make a fist with the left hand. And you grab a hold with your right hand. That's it. So the right hand is around the left wrist, which may make more sense. And you start to pull on that left wrist, lengthening the left arm, the left side. And at the same time, you can begin to push the right foot into the floor to roll to the left side. So you're lengthening at the same time as you're rolling. That's it, Kathy. Feel how, again, the area underneath the left armpit, how the ribs on the left side all begins to lengthen. So again, the right side of the pelvis can lift up. You roll, it's almost like you could roll all the way over onto your left side. And your armpit would actually be completely flattened out because it's the pulling of the right hand onto the left wrist that will elongate that area underneath the armpit. That's it. So each time, roll as much as you can onto the left side. So eventually, you're there. That's it. But remember, that right knee stays directed towards the ceiling. So it means you have to differentiate inside the right side of the pelvis. The hip joint and the pelvis differentiate, because that's your balancing point. So you roll all the way onto the left side, and you roll all the way back. Pulling on the left wrist, lengthening that arm, lengthening the left side. Good. Come back onto your back and rest. Now bend your left knee this time. Bring your left foot up to standing. And let's just start by doing the movement of pushing the left foot into the floor to roll the pelvis to the right. Some of you may be new at this and haven't experienced this movement before. So let's just clarify the movement of the pelvis and what happens into the hip joints. So again, you push the entire foot, left foot, into the floor, yet your left knee stays directed towards the ceiling as your pelvis rolls to the right. It's another way to get elongation into the hip flexor area. That's it. Good. Now, go ahead and bring the arms above you. Make a fist with the left hand again. And use your right wrist, your right hand to grab a hold of the left wrist and pull on it as you press the left foot into the floor and roll to the right. That's it. And then the next time that you come back onto your back, just change over the arms. So that means now the right hand makes a fist. And your left hand grabs below the fist, grabs the right wrist, and you begin to pull on it. At the same time, pressing the left foot into the floor, rolling yourself onto the right. Feel how the right armpit can actually open up and lengthen enough that it becomes flat as you roll onto it. Great. Now the next time that you bring yourself all the way over onto the right side, can you stay there for a moment and take in a breath and hold the breath so that you can begin to oscillate your breath down to your belly and then up to your chest. So what you do is, you, for those of you that are new, you take in a breath and then you do not let it go. You hold the breath. But you're able to push the breath down to your belly so your belly gets large and your chest deflates. And then you pull it back up so that the chest gets big and the belly is sucked in. But all of this is happening while your breath is being held. We call it an oscillation of the breathing. And then you let it go. And then you again, you take in a deep breath and then you hold the breath. You do not exhale. And you find a way to move the breath down to the belly so your belly gets really large. And then you suck it in so your chest expands. You just go back and forth. That's it. Very, very nice. Feel what that's like. While on your side. Good. And slowly let that go. Return to lying onto your back. Bring your arms down by your side and rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, so both feet are standing. And in this position, just to get more familiar with this type of what we call seesaw breathing, oscillating the breath, take in a deep breath, hold the breath, and move it from your abdominal area to your chest. So again, when you push the air down to your belly gets really big and your chest flattens. And then you suck it up. So again, you don't exhale. It's one breath and you hold it. It's like taking a balloon, and if you squeezed one end of the balloon, the other end gets bigger, and then you squeeze the bigger end and then the breath moves or the air moves to the other end. And usually you can go back and forth at least 3 or 4 times before you need to exhale. Take a big breath in, hold it, and now move it, push your belly out, and now draw it up. That's it, Kristen. And push it down. Big, 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 big. Good. Okay, Kathy, you're letting your air out, so just take in a breath. for me. Big breath. Now hold it. You're not allowed to exhale. And now pull it up here. That's it. Big, 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 big. And now shove it down here. But no exhale. That's it. And then pull it here. That's the feeling. There you go. And then you can let it go. Good. Now, take a moment to pause with that. Straighten your legs. And let's go back to bending your right knee out to the side so the sole of your right foot comes up towards your left knee. Bend your left knee out to the side. Lift the left foot and place it on top of where the right knee is. That's it. Let the knees fall open comfortably. That's it. And now in this position, we will do the seesaw type of breathing. So take in a very deep breath. Again, you hold the breath. You do not exhale. And you move the breath from your belly to your chest. You're just shifting the expansion of the air from one location to another. So your belly gets large, and then you pull in the belly, and the chest gets large. But notice the movement of the entire spine, of the entire self. This is a great exercise or movement to learn for people that have injured ribs. It creates movement in between the ribs. That's it. Good. Now, as you continue to do the breathing a couple more times, can you lengthen your arms above yourself? Make a fist with your right hand. Get a hold with your left and pull on it. And at the same time, lengthening yourself out, can you do the oscillations of your breathing? So you keep, that's it. You keep yourself lengthened. That's nice. Good. And let that go. Slowly bring your arms down by your side. Uncross your legs and rest. This time, bend your left knee out to the side. Bring the sole of your left foot up towards the right knee. Then bend the right knee out to the side. Lift the right ankle and place it on the left knee, allowing your knees to be open. Take in a deep breath and begin to oscillate your breathing. First, just in this configuration. Then lengthen your arms above you. Make a fist with your left hand. Your right hand gets a hold of the left wrist and you lengthen and pull the arms, pull the spine up. And then as you're pulling, you take in a deep breath and hold it and once again oscillate the breathing. Feel what happens in the ribs, in your spine. Good. And let that go. Uncross your legs, lengthen them out. Lower your arms down by your side and rest for a moment. Now, remaining with your legs long, bring both arms up above you. Once again, make a fist with the right hand. With your left, get a hold of your right wrist. So against the right hand, making a fist. And begin to pull on that right arm. Lengthen it. Feel what the lengthening is like now. How do you experience the lengthening now compared to the beginning of the lesson? Again, you lengthen and then you let go. Does your head also lengthen as you pull onto the right wrist? Do you feel the skeleton lengthening? So it's just not tissue, but the skeleton's actually lengthening up. Good. Now bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing as we did earlier. Go ahead and push that foot into the floor as you lengthen the right arm, rolling onto your right side. See if you can come all the way, that's beautiful, onto the right side. And everyone can have that right arm fully lengthened, the elbow straight, the armpit. Good. And roll back onto your back and go over again. As always, going at your own pace, your own timing. And some of you may even be able to roll beyond the side, beyond the right side, almost as if you were going to start to roll onto your belly. But you always have to keep that left knee directed towards the ceiling. There is a way to differentiate the hip joint and pelvis that much that you can start to roll, that's beautiful, Jay, onto your belly. And if you'd like, you can pause there and do a few movements of the oscillating of the breath, so you can take in a deep breath, move it from your chest down to your belly and feel how the ribs and the spine expand. Very, very nice. And bring that to a close. Roll onto your back. Straighten the left leg and lower your arms down to rest. Once again, bring your arms above yourself. Make a fist with your left hand. Grab on with your right. So your right hand holds your left wrist. And you start to pull first onto that left arm, feeling the length of your whole spine and see if your head grows tall. So start with your legs long first. Is there a way for you to now lengthen your entire skeleton just by pulling, that's nice, on that left wrist, through the left arm? Good. Then you can go ahead and bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, and then add in pushing the right foot into the floor. Again, you keep that right knee directed towards the ceiling as you roll onto your left side, but pulling the whole time on that left arm so that the left arm and elbow is completely straight. It's not even an issue for the armpit to be that open and elongated. And again, some of you can even roll beyond the side as if you were going to go further towards your stomach. And then you find a place that's comfortable to rest there or pause there so you can oscillate your breath and your breathing. Take in a deep breath. And again, you have to hold the breath. And then you oscillate the breath. You move it from your chest down to your belly. You can try to do it very slowly, and then you can try to do it quickly, rapidly. Very, very nice. And come back, roll onto your back again and rest. Slowly bring your arms down to your side, lengthen that right leg. And now remaining long on your back, spread your legs slightly further apart so that they're kind of like an angel. That's it. And bring your arm, not that far, a little less than that. And now bring your arms up to get a hold of your head as we did earlier to lengthen your head, finding whichever way you want to hold your head. Again, you don't want to be on the back side of the head. You need somewhere to be along the side where the ears are. And start to lengthen your head upward. So again, your face stays directed towards the ceiling and you're just pulling up towards, just like you did with your arms, as if your whole spine was going to lengthen. See if that's become clearer, easier, or some kind of length that you can create all the way down to your tailbone. And if you're not sure that you're able to feel it, then just imagine it. Good. And let that go and rest on your back. Lower your arms down by your side. And now check in and notice and observe how you're resting on your back now. And as we always do, observe what's different, what's changed. What do you like that has changed? What feels nice? Roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Feel the quality of the movement of rolling your head to each side. And then when you're ready, you can go ahead and roll to one of your sides, come up to sitting and then standing. And when you come to standing, come to stand on the hard floor where you feel solid. And go ahead and lengthen your arms above you, just like you did on the floor. So your arms would be up towards the ceiling. Make a fist with your right hand. Get a hold of the right wrist with the left and begin to pull on that right wrist and feel how you can lengthen yourself in standing. And you can change over, make a fist with the left hand. Use the right hand to get a hold of it. Good. And let that go. See if you feel perhaps any more length from that. And then go ahead and walk around. Observe how walking is. Notice how your mid-back, your upper back, into your cervical spine feels. Good. Okay. Well, we'll see you next week.